A 45-foot vessel and barge overturned and sunk in the Nooshogak River on Sunday. The tug and barge operated by Anchorage-based Ridge Contracting was hauling scrap cars from the village of New Stuyahok downriver to Dillingham. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The vessel Challenger with two on board went down Sunday around 3 p.m. Both on board are fine with no reported injuries. Exactly what caused the sinking is still unknown. Petty Officer Patrick Brown with Coast Guard Sector Anchorage is overseeing the initial investigation of the down vessel Challenger.
It's approximately 45 feet long. It had a barge called the Barge Number 1 in side tow when both of them sunk. They were carrying some scrap metal from recycled cars, no oil or hazmat, as far as cargo was concerned, on board them at the time. And the Challenger has a max capacity of 300 gallons for fuels on board, and the responsible party is reporting that there's 100 gallons of diesel on board at the time that the vessel sunk.
The Coast Guard flew an aircraft survey of the wreckage Monday, noting that it is still intact and overturned, as other witnesses on the river have reported. Petty Officer Brown says it's hard to tell what amount of pollution may have occurred.
They spotted some sheen about a mile from the vessel, but we couldn't neither confirm nor deny that it's coming directly from the vessel at this point.
The barge was hauling scrapped vehicles from New Stuyahok down the river to Dillingham. New Stuyahok's IGAP coordinator tells KDLG News those vehicles had been drained of oil, gas, and freon, which was recycled in New Stuyahok and was not on board the barge. A resident tells KDLG News Ridge Contracting is currently working on the landfill road in New Stuyahok and took the scrap car removal as a separate contract. Petty Officer Brown says Ridge is responsible for salvaging the vessel and had been taking measures to see that happen Monday.
Right now they're working on getting a barge and a landing craft out there to try and get the vessel up, remove the threat of pollution, and basically get it out of the way of any business that needs to take place on the Nooshogak.
Anchorage-based Ridge Contracting has not responded to KDLG requests for comment. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.
KDLG reports the EPA and Coast Guard confirm that as of today, the EPA has jurisdiction over that waterway and will take over monitoring the cleanup and salvage, and that Ridge Contracting is taking appropriate steps to begin those efforts.